This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got an update on this Hawaii beach stuff from the 512 explaining exactly why the Hawaii ocean is cleaner than the other ones. It's deep all the way up to the beach and breaks over the sand, sucks the water back through. But I guess the other beaches, you're basically...
It's just all getting pushed.
Getting the waves just pushed back at you all day with the fecal. So that's...
Thank you, 512, for that.
That's a hell of an update from the 512. It is indeed hour number four.
Is that San Antonio 512? Austin? Net with that area?
Oh, yeah, I think it is Austin.
I think it is Austin. Yes. Maybe it's Bennett. Could it be a Bennett? He doesn't have a 512, does he? No, he doesn't. In fact, I know he doesn't have a 512.
But he knows his way around some poo water.
He sure does. That guy.
All right, now, if this was coming from the 808, this message was coming from the 808,
I'd believe it more.
I'd be heartbroken.
You watchdogging the text? Like, yeah, I think you're full of poo there.
You know what? Maybe the 512 probably might have served in the military. Maybe it was in the Navy in Hawaii or something like that. And so they're telling us that. But if it's from the 808, I'm kind of like buying in.
Well, they were definitely there. They talked about how they nearly died at a sandy beach boogie boarding.
Ah.
So it was brutal, and that's why they know the depth of
the
ocean.
I know one thing in Cabo,
well,
you don't get in the water.
In Cabo?
Yeah, because the undertow. An undertow can take you out to sea. I mean, we're already on sea, but take you out away from the beach.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Hour five, G-Bag Nation here. It's time for some football's finest. Eric, take it away, baby.
Oh, don't tease me with hour five. It's hour four.
Four?
All right.
I think I opened with four, then I went
you
to
did.
Five because I'm hopeful.
Time is relative.
I'm hopeful. I'm fading here fast.
If I said, give me one reason why the Cowboys score more TDs this year than last.
Better blocking.
Okay, a little better blocking situation.
Better quarterback.
Maybe running the ball a little bit better.
Running
in
the ball.
Zone. That could help.
Hey,
your cause.
Jake Ferguson doesn't get the bagel when it comes to season-long touchdowns scored.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah, Ferguson could help some things. You said the quarterback.
Well, if it's Cooper Rush or Dak, I mean, gosh.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. What if I just simply said just not having Cooper Rush at quarterback changes everything
is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
You have Warren Sharp cranking out his football index, and it's quite the
that
read.
Time of year, huh?
Yeah, it's that time of year where you sort of look back at last year and then project forward. And one of the notes that he has in there, he has the highest rate of red zone incompletions due to specifically inaccurate passes from the quarterback.
Panicsville.
Who was first in this category, which makes them dead balls last in accuracy?
The Cowboys.
It would be Cooper Rush specifically. Okay. No one had a higher rate of red zone incompletions last year due to inaccurate passes than Cooper Rush did. 56%.
Mm.
of his red zone passes were incompletions because he himself just could not put the ball anywhere close to where it needed to be. So just that alone, not even including all the other additions you have, because I think the George Pickens thing adds a beautiful red zone element to help add more touchdowns. The offensive line factor, another one. Can you run the ball a little bit better? Running the ball in the red zone can really help things when it comes to trying to score touchdowns. Your quarterback was the worst in the business last year, and so that is something to keep in mind. Hopefully Dak is at his best, but even if he's just run-of-the-mill Dak, there's no way he's going to lead the league and actively play defense against scoring touchdowns when he's throwing the football once you get into the red area. So thought that was pretty interesting. On the flip side, the quarterbacks with the lowest percentage of red zone incompletions because their passes were so inaccurate, it's Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So the two guys. So last year, you had the worst quarterback in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And the two quarterbacks that were the best in the sport were right there in your division.
Yeah.
They still are. So just something to keep in mind as we move forward. If anybody wants to know about another quarterback, I can let you know where they fall. But going down the Jaden Daniels rabbit hole here in the Warren Sharp Football Bible, Jaden Daniels had the number two best red zone production of any rookie quarterback since the year 2000. Wow. So when we talk about Jaden Daniels and what he did, it wasn't just a run-of-the-mill, awesome rookie season, which you've seen from time to time, and can they sustain it? This was really otherworldly. So second best red zone production of any rookie quarterback since the year 2000. Number two in total EPA delivered. Number four in EPA per dropback. It was a true, just brilliant rookie season.
Yeah.
And then what he's able to do with his legs, obviously stealing first downs and going. They were the best at going for it on fourth down and converting last year. And it were obviously seeing more and more of that just league-wide of offenses. And, man, what does that do to a defense when you're like, crap, I can't play third and seven and just, hey, keep everything in front of you because fourth and three is a go-for-it situation.
I mean, that's how the Lions are.
It totally changes the way that you go about it defensively. Maybe we'll get a chance to catch up with Eberflus when we're in Oxnard.
Sure.
And we can ask him, like, how different is it now? You're in. It's third and seven. This isn't an automatic just get off the field, don't let them get 7 yards. You can't let them get 4 yards because oftentimes now teams are going to be going for it on you. So that just changes the math in a huge way. But Jaden Daniels was awesome last year, and people were asking about whether or not he's going to have a sophomore slump. And Dez Bryant joined the conversation on Twitter. Dez says, Jaden Daniels is here to stay. Nothing about how he plays the game of football shows he's a one-hit wonder. Out of all athletic dual threat quarterbacks who have played the game, Jaden Daniels reads the defense the best. He doesn't rely solely on his athletic ability, and that's what makes him dangerous. So that's from the scouting eyes of Dez Bryant watching this guy, and it's not just the flashy athleticism. It's what he's able to do from a reading the defense standpoint and winning from in the pocket as well. And I think a lot of it goes back to that virtual reality stuff, dude. And J.J. McCarthy, I can't wait to see how it helps or assists him. But all these quarterbacks should be doing it for sure. But how about Dez with the scout's eye? Did you know he had that in him?
Oh, I think that, to me, the one thing I remember, wide receivers tend to have a pretty good understanding of players in this league. I remember going and always when Keyshawn Johnson was here. And I was working in pro personnel, and I would go down in the if I didn't know something about a defensive back, maybe that Keyshawn had played against, I always would go and talk to those receivers about, hey, with this defensive back, I kind of see in this, and goes, no, well, think about it this way. And so those receivers are generally pretty sharp when it comes to knowing guys around the league. I think that Dez is kind of a football junkie, kind of a pseudo scout, because he really appreciates players' ability, not only like football but basketball and stuff. He's always identifying guys and gals that are like really like are top level athletes. Like, hey, check this out, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Jaden Daniels stuff. I mean, we saw him at LSU. I mean, I wasn't surprised by his performance last year.
I didn't know he was going to win the Heisman, but I'll tell you one thing. His ability, there were so many games where LSU should have lost. There's just so many games their defense was so bad, and he just kept making play after play after play. And like he you know, you talk about somebody that gives you the chance to win. He's that guy. He always gives you a chance to win because of his ability to make plays on the move, and then be smart about the way he makes plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clutch situations, the moment was never too big for Jaden
Daniels.
Never
big. Never too big.
My concern's less about him. It's more about Cliff.
Yeah, and does the rest of the league sort of have a beat on him? Yeah. And does he have sort of a change up or whatever? Is he going to evolve the offense, or is it going to just remain copy and paste and hope that Tunsil and mm-hmm. Debo
see,
can just help change the dynamic a little bit?
Pro Football Focus came out with a list of 5 coordinators you need to watch.
Yeah.
And he was on that list.
Sure.
You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, okay, what's your follow-up from last year? What's your follow-up with, you know, the quarterback? Are you able to take the quarterback? That's one of the problems I had with Mike McCarthy. You know, with Dak, Dak had that incredible year, and there was just no advancement of him at all. It's like, okay, we'll just kind of, you know, we'll take the playbook and put a new sticker on the front that says, you know, 2024, 20, whatever, you know? I mean, yeah. There was never any, okay, how can we take this guy and advance him even further?
Yeah.
What other scheme designs? What can we do? And you know, it was just a cut and paste.
Yeah, we are who we are. We do what we do.
Kind of regressed.
Yeah.
Oh, totally regressed.
I mean, the offense was just stagnant as hell.
Speaking of quarterbacks in the college football landscape right now, I saw Daniel Jeremiah, one of the better media scouts out there. He tweeted out the other day, I've been studying these top college quarterbacks. Lenoris Sellers, South Carolina, jumps off the screen. He says his tools are very loud. I guess that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You want loud tools, right? Mm-hmm.
You want the loud ones.
And he's more fundamentally dialed in than I expected. He says he reminds me of a more explosive Dante Culpepper. And he says, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I think to me when you
watch. That's a guy to watch.
Yeah, the size, very similar. Athletic ability, not close. Not close. I'd have to. To me, Dante Culpepper was a very much stand in the middle of the pocket and make throws. This guy.
Sellers can move around.
Sellers is like read option. Sellers is run over you.
Yeah.
Dante Culpepper is you get Dante Culpepper in the pocket. There would be people, you know, when he was in college hanging on him, like hanging on to his legs, you know, kind of like the Van Gundy, the Jeff Van Gundy hanging on to the, yeah. You know, hanging on to.
That's all time.
Whose leg was he hanging
Alonzo
on to?
Morning.
Yeah. Alonzo Morning. Morning. Thank you,
yeah,
Lucius.
Yeah, that's what Dante Culpepper standing in the pocket. That's what he looked like. But Sellers can move. Sellers can run. Sellers can like buy a second chance. I see the size similarity, but I don't agree with him on ability. I think Sellers is far, far more athletic.
Well, no one wanted to play South Carolina the last 6 weeks of the season last year.
I told
year.
You this a million times. LSU's going to lose that game if he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
They're going to lose.
Sellers is.
They're going to lose he that
certainly,
game.
We brought up the Heisman. Like, should Arch Manning be the favorite? And Sellers was one of the names we brought up. Like, man, that guy's legit there in South Carolina.
Okay, we got the league's top 10 safeties based on votes from NFL executives, coaches, and scouts.
Malik Hooker.
Not on the list.
Donovan Wilson.
Also not. Marquise Bell, though. Also not on the list.
All right, give me Awanye Thomas.
Awanye Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Though he's not on the list.
Honorable mention.
We are excited about.
Let's go.
His future. Kyle Hamilton from Baltimore, number one safety, according
very
to the
Very versatile
league.
Player.
He is, yes. And he's large, and he's a friend of the program, right? Even though it didn't go over the air, Walchuk and I. Or wait, did that one? No, that one did. Kyle Van Noy,
yes,
Kyle
that
Hamilton.
One did.
That one did.
It was
Nick
Chubb
and
Njoku, which is probably a good thing that one didn't go over
that
the
was
air.
A pretty awful interview.
That was not good for
and
us.
And the radio gods knew it, and they just ripped us off the air live from the radio
it was pretty,
row.
They, you know, sometimes you get those that are willing to have fun with you, and then you don't.
How about Zach's guy, Antoine Winfield?
Yeah, he's in the mix. He comes in strong.
Xavier McKinney.
At number 7.
Xavier McKinney.
Damn, he was number 1 last year.
Xavier McKinney
with
was.
With the Packers?
Yeah, when he was with the Giants, he was not as good as he is with
no,
the Packers.
No, he had a breakout with Green Bay.
Jesse Bates.
Yeah, like 8 interceptions last year. It was crazy. Yeah, Xavier McKinney is number 3 from the Packers. Antoine Winfield Jr. from the Bucks is number 7. At 2, after Kyle Hamilton in Baltimore, you go to Detroit to say hello to Brian Branch.
Yeah. They probably, I mean, him and Kirby Joseph are maybe the best safety duo in the league.
I would say they for sure are. Kirby Joseph comes in at number 5.
There you go.
You mentioned Jesse Bates brought us. He's in Atlanta. He comes in at number 4. Then Derwin James with the Chargers at 6.
Still getting it done.
Guy, he's been a good player for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he had a career high in TFLs last year.
He was Dallas was talking about drafting him, and he went
Van Der Esch draft.
Yeah, he went right before Dallas picked. Yeah. I mean, literally right before. Remember, we were so excited because he kept sliding down the board. Uh-huh. We're all like, "Should you trade up? You got to trade up. Don't you trade up here?" You know, we were all, and then the Chargers took him, and it was like,
he's a freak talent. Yeah.
They were desperate for a Wolf Hunter that year, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it looked really good his rookie year.
Rookie year was awesome. Buda Baker in Arizona comes in at number 8, the 8th best safety in the sport. Mm.
Did someone throw Fitzpatrick in there again?
Yeah, Minka actually comes in at number 9, wow. Which is interesting because he's definitely started to slow down a little bit.
Kansas City got any safeties? Can't remember the safety.
I mean, Jaden Hicks will be on this list at some point.
Yeah,
that guy's going to be really good.
Yeah, no mentions of Chiefs safeties, but at 10 you have Julian Love of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that Seattle defense is going to be a force to be reckoned
with.
Their
roster's awesome.
Yeah, defensively, I'm not buying in on the Sam Darnold stuff there in Seattle.
Right.
But defensively, Mike McDonald, he's going to have those guys flying around. Bunch of young dudes that are pretty impressive. So there it is. There's your best safeties in the league right here in a little football's finest on a Thirsty Thursday. Let's barrel into the Expressway commercial free. We have G-Bag the Day at 5:30. We have LA Live at 5:40. Up next, though, let's go ahead and preview Cooper Flagg, the debut in Vegas. If he plays like 20 minutes, okay? Give me your ideal Cooper Flagg stat line for tonight. 877-881-1053. That's next right here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan. All right, let's go commercial free expressway style, courtesy of the On Time Experts. G-Bag of the day in 6 minutes. LA Live at 5:40. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. Cooper Flagg makes his Mavericks and Summer League debut tonight versus Bronny. 7 o'clock tip in Vegas on ESPN. It's a hot ticket. We're fired up. Want to know what would be the stat line? We'll just say 20 minutes. It's a 40-minute game. We'll give him 20 minutes. On the court, what would be the stat line that would make you go to sleep smiling about your newest Dallas Maverick? 877-881-1053. Now, do you know what his points line is in this game? Have you guys seen his points line in this game?
Yeah, I think I saw DLOS put it out.
Broadest points line in this game. I thought it was a little high.
Yeah, it's very high.
I actually did a little prize pick. Under.
Is it,
or
what
less,
a jerk.
Excuse me. I hit the less.
Are they saying it's like over... Are they saying... Over 15?
Yes. 17 and a half is what Prize Picks has it on.
Yeah.
So not that I think he's going to have a bad game. I mean, what did Bobby Corella give us like in 20 minutes? Does he have 15, 16 points?
Yeah.
You'd feel good about that.
Oh, fantastic.
If he has 18 points, if he hits the over 18 points in, we're guessing, 20-ish minutes of on-court action, that would be outstanding. I'm saying like if he plays 20 minutes, if he gives you 12, 14 points, something like that, let me go get 6 rebounds. Let me get 4 assists. Let me get a steal and a block.
Get a block in there.
What if?
How about no turnovers?
Would it be the number one play? Nice. Oh yeah, no turnover. That's a good call. That's actually a really good call. I don't think anybody's considering the turnover factor.
I think he's going to look fine until that maybe that we'll see that there are some turnovers or potential turnovers. Like he could have like 15 points and 5 or 6 rebounds, and then, but we'll talk about the turnovers.
Yeah, if he's got like 4 or 5 turnovers to go along with it, that would be a little bit unfortunate. But yeah, if he's going to be in that point guard role, the turnover category is going to be a huge place to look along with.
Well,
the
you just
want
to see if there's something to work with there. I mean, you could see it at Duke. You could see there's some things, and everybody that we've talked to about him mentions that probably in the NBA he'll be better suited to be handling the ball because you do not have full court pressure. You just don't. And so he's probably going to look pretty good. And we'll see tonight if the Lakers do try and pick him up full court and pressure the ball and see if they can take it out of his hands. So we'll see.
469 saying, hey, real quick, does Cooper Flagg get 20 points tonight? I need to make a wager, please. No, I think we all feel confident he's not going to hit 20 points. I don't think he's going to play enough to
get to
20 points.
It's possible that he gets to 20. I would not be surprised if he did. But in
that case, he would be playing probably more than we think he's going to play.
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. We have no idea how long he's going to play. They could end up playing him the majority of the game. He might be a guy that gets a ton of minutes tonight. I hope that he does. If he's only going to play 2 games, possibly, give him all the run. There's no need to hold him back.
Would it be the number one play on SportsCenter if he has the patented LeBron chase down off the glass block on Bronny?
100%.
That would just be circulating SportsCenter and ESPN.
Do you worry
apps.
About him trying to do too much tonight?
I think there's an element of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
He wants to like show off a little bit in number one pick, first game. This is what you're getting.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Now we're getting, let's see, we have the 903, 20 minutes, 12 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. That would be awesome, but we also everybody's saying like we do want to see him.
How many 3 points you gonna think he makes? How many 3 winners?
I would like just if he just had 1, I would feel good about it. Like if he goes 1 for 3 or whatever, be like okay.
I don't think he's gonna take a whole lot of threes.
What if he throws that thing up about 4 times and doesn't hit one?
If he goes 0 for 4 from the 3-point line,
I'll be upset. I'll be disappointed. I'll be like, what the hell, dude?
The only bagel I want to see on his box score is that
turnovers.
Yeah. Let's see. 817 says 10, 5, and 5. 940 Flag at point guard. Give me 12 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal. Like that's the defense too. And a lot of that'll just be eye test, just watching him play on the ball and even off the ball a little bit. But then if you can see a steal or a block or something pop up there in the box score, that's going to be encouraging. 903 10 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound. I was setting the bar a little bit low there.
Yeah.
I do think he's going to
be realistic there, though.
It very well could be. Again, like Walchuk mentioned, I think tonight we're all hyped up about it. It's just how many minutes is he going to play? I think in general you see these top-tier guys playing like 15 to 20 minutes. They're not getting some crazy playing the
Didn't VJ
entire game.
He had a crazy first game. Third pick in the draft. He had like a 25-point opening night.
Yeah,
just went off.
Yeah, Edgecombe. Ace Bailey's had a nice game or two. I've seen a little. I think he may have had like 18 points. So I guess we could see like how many minutes did those guys play to get to those numbers. But our buddy Black and Gold B, who came bearing gifts yesterday.
Yes, he did.
At Shell Shack. 18-5-5. 18-5-5.
If he had 18-5-5, we'd be thrilled.
Well, that means the over's going to hit on the points, right? Getting 13-5-3 from the 817. Cooper Flagg in the 214. 20-10-10. Yeah, I mean
20-10-10.
If
triple double,
he is the kind of guy who can really stretch out the box score, where all of a sudden you're seeing him impacting the game all over the place as a two-way dude. So it's not impossible if he was playing. If he was playing the whole game. But I am excited. I think the energy in this place is going to be ridiculous. It's a super hot ticket. It's going to be packed.
It's going to be a who's who, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably just star NBA players sitting courtside around. I don't think Luka will be there, but perhaps LeBron will be up in there. All right, there it is. Cooper Flagg tonight, 7 o'clock. Looking forward to it. Into the Pimp Cup we go. G-Bag of the day.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, when you hear that sound, you know, it's an afternoon, baby. Quitting times, 5:30-ish. You know what I'm talking about. G back in the day, we do it every day, 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Yeah, I still call it Twitter. I sure do. All right, this will be day two right here for this champion audio. I call it a Shell Shack combo. Let's go to Big 12 Networks. Well, hold on. Big 12 Radio's very own R.A. Timken. I don't want to put too much on there. I want Big 12 to hit him up. Like, what did you say you do for us? You know, that type of thing. I don't want to get you in trouble, Ari. But anyway, man, he joined the show yesterday, and he's a big fan of Baylor. He said they were just having their way last year.
I'm picking Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. They are the most underrated team in college football. They're the hottest team in college football. They did get blown out in their bowl game, but before that, they had won six straight, including a win to end the season of Kansas, who was playing at that time as good as anybody. So those are the two hottest teams in college football, and Baylor just ran a train on them.
Oh,
and so, I mean, that trucked them.
Yep.
Wow.
Truck train.
Trucked them.
And I mean, they just ran a train on them.
Trailer truck,
man.
And also yesterday was Tolo Richie's birthday. He showed up at the Shell Shack and fell right in front of the broadcast.
And we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens, Diggs. Ferguson, Bland's. Those guys are all, Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Birthday boy just took a tumble. It's all right, Rich. Pretty it's all right, incredible. Buddy. Sam Williams is in a contract year. Tyre Elam is in a contract year.
Let him go,
Richie's up. There he is. But if you had to pick one, most approved in a contract
Looks like
season.
Me at the parking lot at Avis.
I was just about to say.
That was epic, dude.
Oh, Rich.
What a time. And he bounced back and
he
hung.
He was fine.
The whole time.
He went straight to the bar.
Yeah.
He was good to go.
It was time for another one.
What a champion.
We'll check how rolling. Hold on, bro.
Yeah. Ferguson, Bland's. Those guys are all, Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Oh, you okay, buddy? All right. Well, anyway, Dak.
I felt so bad for him. I didn't want to sit in this, you know? I'm like, let's continue and... Hope he's okay.
All right, let's see what else I got. Internet personality, Lola Clark. She was streaming on Twitch, which I have been researching streaming platforms. I'm going to get my bag.
Yeah.
Get my bag. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which one it is. Which one's the best. Yeah, she was on Twitch streaming when NFL running back, Mr. Broadus, Leonard Fournette.
Oh, Ellison U.
Yeah. He popped on into her stream. And gifted her $500 worth of Twitch subs.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And she was pretty excited about it.
God! Leonardo Fornetti with the 100 gifted! Ah! Oh, my God! Oh, my freaking God! I mean, oh my gosh, Leonardo with the 100 gifted. W. Leonardo.
Leonardo. Leonardo Fernetti.
Leonardo Fernetti.
She does not know ball, but she's cashing out.
Leonardo.
So is that the way Leonardo Fernetti is shooting his shot with her? Is that pretty much like how we would translate that? Or like, is that just good Samaritan?
It could have been great content. I don't know what was going on at that point. I don't want to put too much because I haven't Googled that girl's age.
Okay.
Fair enough. There you go.
Is it Lola Clark?
Yeah, Lola Clark.
Why am I looking up high school basketball player here? Is that wrong?
Perhaps she played high school basketball.
Put Twitch next to beside her or something like that.
Type in Leonardo Fernetti.
There's a sophomore high school basketball player.
Yeah, that's definitely not it.
Yeah, we'll chill.
Okay, all right.
We'll chill.
Okay,
all right, let's go. Brian is trying to get somebody caught up.
I was just trying to look up the name.
Mr. Leonardo Fernetti, could you come with me, sir? is this your Twitch account right here?
Leonardo Fernetti, please come to the principal's office.
When I typed it in, I was like going, oh, no, this is not good.
let's see. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Too many pages open. Okay, next one.
Streamer.
Brian Broaddus.
Sir.
Come to the front of the congregation.
Oh, no.
Your question was nominated for G-Bag of the Day.
Do we have time for this, Lucius?
Right?
Might eat it all up.
Right? I'm looking
at
the clock.
I'd like a minute here, not to ask another question, but...
Try to filibuster?
Yeah. Why do I get nominated for this?
The Tolos nominated you, man.
I think Lucius.
I didn't.
False.
It was on the fan text, and somebody said, "Why is it not G Bag of the Day?" I was like, "You know, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's a worthy contestant.
Absolutely correct.
It is."
So here we go. Brian Broaddus' question to Jared Sandler. It's so long that you would have thought it was AI or edited or something for a joke. Crap.
Hey, Jared. Maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering if there's something I'm missing there. I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like going,
Jared's laughing.
Damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
I'm not finished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
I love it because in the middle of his question,
man,
he says, like, Jared's trying to tell us. Like, he's referencing how Jared's trying to tell us. Yeah. And in real time, Jared is trying.
He wanted to tell me it was a really good question.
He's trying
to
answer it.
He wanted to say, Brian's a really good question. He was trying to say that. And I didn't let him say it.
It might be. Like Eric's long question. I finally really heard it. And I was like, that's a pretty good question. I get it.
Okay. Let me ask you this about my question.
Let me ask you about my question as
compared to Eric's question. Did Eric ever stop?
No.
In his question,
I don't think he could.
Nope. Yeah.
I don't think he's
just
could.
All gas. Yeah. The brakes weren't even.
No, yours is a run-on question.
Mine's a run-on question, but then like Eric's now wait a minute. This is what I'm still thinking. Yours went just straight.
Right.
Never stopped.
Yeah. And I think that's a fair line of demarcation. In terms of, you know, which question was longer, was yours one?
Oh, mine is longer in time.
Yours is longer in time, but there's like 9 questions in one.
No break question, though? Yeah, that would still be Eric's.
But he put his special interrupting sauce on it, which is what I appreciate to make it true to him, you know?
Because I.
I mean, it was really fantastic after the first initial, like when Jared was trying to talk, like that would have been great. And then it was just like, we're going.
I just got tired. I'll tell you what happened. I got tired. I'm sorry, Lucius. This,
no, man.
I got tired of the fact that the seventh and eighth hitter, they killed us in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I was so distraught.
I get the frustration.
That's why I went, okay.
My go ahead. You're good. This is a sports station. Get into your sports take, dog. Last one right here. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. We have a Sunday worship situation. They got off to a rough start.
I know a name. I can silence rolling away.
All right, church, good morning. How are we doing this morning? We're going to stop for a moment. Stop, stop, stop. Hit the red button. How many of us know sometimes plans just don't according? The plans don't go according to our plans. So can we just take a moment right now? And there's many things that I can get you to do, but one thing that I'm going to get you to do right now is just give Jesus a big shout of praise so that we can reset this moment. Come on, can we just take a moment and honor Jesus in this place? Here we go. We're going to try that again. Get it right, guys. Come on.
Get it right. Come on. Get it right, guys.
I like how you said give Jesus some praise.
Yeah.
That's like a stand-up comedy. Yeah. Stand-up comedian. He's like totally destroying. Like, he has no thoughts anymore. There's no more jokes. That's when he starts saying, hey, is there any birthdays out here tonight?
Yeah.
Is there any couples? Any couples celebrating any anniversaries? Please, somebody say something. Sir, what do you do for a living? Damn.
Just start asking the crowd.
I got 3 more minutes. All right, that's it, bro.
I love it. All right, is it your one-time champ, the Shell Shack combo, Platter, Richie, and Ari? Is it Lola Clark twitching it up? And Leonardo Fernetti getting in the mix. Broadest, long-ass, interrupting, winding, never-ending question.
To Jared, winding road.
Or is it the church rough start and reset? This is some damn good contestants here. I am going to stick with the champ, though, as much as I want to go to Broadus. I'm glad I get to start. Hate to have to be the last vote on this. What do you say, Lucius?
I'm definitely going with that Broadus question, bro.
Okay, very good. Very good. We're tied at 1, Walt.
I thought
Chuck.
It was edited the first time you played that. I was like, I missed that?
Yeah. Was it AI? I know, in real time. If it wasn't for the text, shout out to the Tolos in real time that were texting like right after to be like, hey, bro, check the time on that, because I didn't realize it either.
You are appreciated.
We got 22 on Lola Clark, according to the 903.
Okay.
22.
Good. So what's the age? It's like 7 years or something like that, plus 2? You can go below 7 or something?
Yeah, I think Leonardo's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's good here.
Fernetti's in good graces.
He's crushing it. Go for the Fernettis. I'm going with the champ. He's the champ. What champ?
Nice. Champ.
All right. 2-1. Broadus.
My man's over here playing chess.
Do you know how to create an Instapoll?
Walchuk does.
We can create an Instapoll.
Here we go.
Let's let the listeners decide this one.
All right. I love
I'm
it.
I'm voting for myself.
All right. Zach Walchuk on Twitter. Go ahead and vote the Shell Shack combo, Richie and Ari, or Broadus's long question to Jared. In the meantime, back into the Pimp Cup for LA Live.
Yeah, we'll try to remember to check that at the end of LA Live, at the very end.
I got you. I'll time
best.
This thing.
I'll be black tomorrow.
Black and gold B.
Please remind me.
Black and gold B's got the show tilted a little bit today. All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high.
Ladies!
That man said, f*** that hot tour. He won that Pac-Man. What's the Pac-Man?
What's
the Pac-Man?
Hey,
that man said, what? He said he won that Pac-Man.
What?
That Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Hey, hot tour ain't nothing. That
what? 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 Man. You say he don't want that hot too. He want that Pac-Man.
That Mrs. Pac-Man.
It took that me Pac-Man. A second. I was like, what? Oh, okay. I got what you're talking about, boy.
He want that Pac-Man.
What's the Pac-Man?
What's the Pac-Man?
What's the Pac-Man? What's the Pac-Man?
Hey, this is LA Live for Thursday, July 10th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition. Yeah. Welcome in, ladies. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Welcome to long-time listeners of this station. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right. Got a question for you boys before we get into this. How do y'all feel about men wearing WNBA jerseys?
No issue.
No problems. No problem.
It's all good. You don't look at the guy kind of funny.
No, jerseys.
No problem.
It's a sports shirt.
No problem. No problem from you. How about you? Is it kind of funny?
It is. Yeah, I haven't really thought about this. So I'm like trying
to. There's men that judge other men for wearing jerseys. Like, why you got another dude's name on your back? Why you ripping that dude? Like,
honestly, yeah. Jesse's made me think twice about that a lot, but I still don't care.
Okay, so WNBA, cool. You, Eric is.
I'm kind of on a so-so on that.
And Broadus is all the way good with it. Okay, somebody on Twitch said that's zesty.
Caleb Williams is wearing one right
Swaggy
now.
Swaggy Booties. My man Swaggy Booties. That's a hilarious name, by the way.
Swaggy's the man.
Swaggy Booties says that's zesty. Yeah, Social Pedestrians TV, right here in Dallas. What's up, Broadus?
I'm just laughing.
Yeah, I get it. They were doing a man on the street type of situation.
Okay.
And they went out there and asked the people hanging out and partying here in the Metroplex area, how do you feel about, you know, men wearing WNBA jerseys?
How do you feel about a man repping a WNBA jersey?
How do you feel about a man?
How do you feel about a man repping a WNBA jersey?
No. There's no, why would you do that?
No, I'm proud of him for that. It's very rare that women in sports are highlighted.
Why would you do that? Like, as a man, why are you wearing that?
I'm here for it.
Would you judge a guy if he was wearing a WNBA jersey?
I'd be confused. What is he doing with it on?
I don't know. I don't think I like that.
How do you feel about repping a WNBA
jersey?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got to go back. What'd she say?
I'd be confused. What is he doing with it on?
I don't know. I don't think I like that.
How do you feel about repping a WNBA jersey?
I would wear it.
Yeah,
I would.
If it's Caitlin.
I love jerseys, so yes, I would.
Okay, perfect. Then who's your favorite player?
Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese.
Caitlin Clark.
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese been on a tear as of late, too.
Yeah, she has.
Been on a tear.
Absolutely.
Which jersey would you rock out there? Anybody? Female WNBA?
Paige Beckers.
Paige, because it's Dallas Wings. You're repping Dallas.
That's one of my LSU gal. Yeah.
Yeah.
My LSU gals, yeah.
I got you on
like
that.
Van Lith? You going Van Lith?
Ooh.
Well, she didn't stay with us.
Oh, okay.
She did.
She went to TCU. She had to get some shots up.
Yeah.
She had to get some shots up, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. I mean, hey, good for her. I mean, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, Angel Reese, I always can support the LSU people. Yeah.
I wrote mine down. What's that? Satu? Satu?
Sabali?
Yeah. How do you say it? What is it?
Sabali.
Sabali. I'm saying Sabali.
It could be Sabali. Okay. I think I heard it Sabali, but maybe you're right. Maybe it is Sabali.
I just always look at the photos and everything. She's a hooper too, man.
Yeah.
She's a hooper. She's got a sister out here hooping. I didn't know that either.
She's German. I actually got to meet her when I was filling in on pre and post. Eric Nadel had her in the booth for a couple innings when she first got drafted by the Wings.
What a guy.
Eric knew what he was doing.
He nussed you.
Even prettier in person.
Bro, get her done.
That's the female big German for real. 6'4", buck 75.
Okay. Really good.
Bet she could dunk.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on the fast break. Odyssey Sims. I would rock an Odyssey Sims jersey because she's, you know, from the area and she played for the Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's probably about it. I would rock a WNBA jersey though.
I think their jerseys look cool.
I think
the way they're lettered and numbered and the color combinations they have, I think they're really neat.
It'll be a Dallas one though, that's for sure. It'll be a Dallas one.
No Vegas?
Nah, no Vegas, straight Dallas. Let me get into this right here because I was listening to this in the gym. Ladies' night.
It's like Bon Jovi.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. It's for the ladies, brothers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, girl.
I'm sorry. Did I hear Mickey Spagnuolo in there at some point?
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
yeah.
That was great, bro.
Yeah. That was
a little bit.
give me that fat ass?
My machine is so slow. Oh my gosh. All right, there's a new show on A&E called Lie Detector.
Oh no.
Truth or Deception. Hold on. God dog it. I knew this was gonna happen. Is this love? It's hard to find a good spot in this song.
A white snake, huh?
It's hard to find a good spot in this song. All right, there's a new show on A&E called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception. The show examines individuals suspected of crimes, you know, involved with conspiracy theories and whatnot. And they hook them up to a lie detector to see, you know, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get to the bottom of it.
Very 1968 of them.
Yeah. Produced by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, there has Ron always Sturman. Been long. Yeah, Ron, that's my guy, boy.
He is so good.
Light my cigarette.
Literally,
again.
Like he's describing the episode as the cigarette's burning in the
burning,
back.
Bro, it is
the
so back. Amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, there has always been a long speculation that actor Gary Coleman, his wife, pushed him down the stairs and caused his death. I don't know if you guys ever heard that before. There's been plenty of documentaries about it, interviews. It's a whole rabbit hole that maybe, possibly, she pushed him down the stairs because he's an ornery little old man. And I understand it. If you look up his rap sheet, he's an ornery little old man. Okay?
He's angry.
He probably has the proper reasons, though, the way his parents ran him through
complex,
the mud.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
yeah all of that, too. Yeah. Her name is Shannon Price. She definitely has a Disney adult face, if you want to look her up. For many years, people suspected her of foul play. Well, she's going to be the premier subject in this premiere episode. Okay?
Oh, we're dealing with the ginger here, huh?
Yeah. She's going to be the first subject in this premiere episode. It's a lie detector show to clear all the things up and to see who's really telling the truth. There's a clip that went viral. And I'm pretty sure A&E put this out because how else will we get it if the show hasn't been released yet. It's a premiere show. I think it drops tonight, in fact. I won't be able to see it because I'll be watching Cooper.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's a little clip right here.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
I ask you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you,
did you
physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception indicated to those relevant questions.
Ooh.
Let me say that again. You failed the exam regarding Gary's fall. What are your thoughts?
That's false.
There's two things I know for sure, Shannon. One, you were not completely honest with me yesterday during this polygraph session.
Mm-mm.
And two, the other thing I know that's 100% certain is that there is more to this story that hasn't been told.
Wow.
It's a damn good tease.
That's a really good tease. A&E definitely put that out.
Man.
What part of the lie detector test issue failed, and did she have anything to do with Gary Coleman falling and bumping his head, getting put in a coma and dying? You know?
She kind of has that mischievous look to her.
She's got that look. I don't know what would be the benefit, because I think he was clean. I didn't think he had any paper. I think he was, like, working as a security guard or something.
Oh, so it wasn't like, oh, there's a bunch of money
it's
I can
not,
get
it's
out
not,
of
yeah, okay. There's no real incentive.
Any insurance?
Possibly.
Because, I mean, I'm reading up on this a little bit. Suspicious clues say that early removal from life support.
Yeah, that's what they said. She said, well, he had a heart attack. There's nothing we can do to bring him back. I just had to let him go.
Yeah. There's questions about her. Maybe insurance money involved here. Mm.
I was thinking, like, who else is going to be on this darn show? I want to see Courtney Love. They said she was involved with Kurt Cobain's murder, allegedly, possibly. What? You guys never seen that?
No.
Rabbit hole? Yeah, go down that one if you ever get bored. Put Dez Bryant on this damn show. Let's get to that Walmart tape.
Oh, boy.
Let's hook Dez on up. Let's see what that Walmart tape talking about. Dez. I see you brought us.
Brought us
I see you brought us. And Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
Let's get Russell Simmons on there. See if he's guilty of anything he's being accused of. I think he doesn't even remember those
nights because he said he was doing dust.
Oh.
You know, he has no idea what he was doing.
Dust in the wind.
Yeah, he has no idea what he's doing. Okay. Hey, ladies, I see what you're doing out here, too. Don't think you slick. I see what you're doing. You guys ever heard of Cutwater?
No. No,
Cutwater canned cocktails. Cutwater canned cocktails, which is about 12.5% alcohol per volume.
Oh, I've seen these.
It kicks behind. It'll kick you behind. You have two of them things at the pool. Yeah, you're going to be loose.
Okay, so we're like buzz balls?
Yeah. Kind of like that. Those buzz balls are full of sugar, too, boy. You got to watch them things. Well, they're mixing Cutwater cocktails with Henny or tequila.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is San Diego company, by the way, Cutwater Spirits.
They're already 12.5% alcohol per volume. Now you're mixing Henny and tequila with it. Ladies, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You're going to drink yourself to death.
This is an Anheuser-Busch product, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, but I don't know about mixing it. Maybe take a shot and then, you know, back it with that one.
I guess
it's all the same. What am I talking about?
Vodka Mule.
What am I talking about?
Rum Mojito, Tequila Margarita. Yeah.
Mm. Also, Amaretto Sours. You guys ever heard of those?
Yeah.
Amaretto Sours and Lemon Drops. Those two drinks. Amaretto Sours and Lemon Drops are ranked as the top two most childish cocktails, according to independent studies. So... Do with that information what you will. You know?
Passes the eye test. Looks pretty tasty.
It's good.
I will always take a lemon drop shot.
Yeah.
I will always take a lemon drop shot, especially over that other stuff you guys like to drink. No shade.
No, the lemon drops are always smooth.
Oh, we're always Fireball?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Did we do a bunch of lemon drop shots at that burger place that we were
Cold
watching?
Cold beers and cheeseburgers.
Yes, Cold beers and cheeseburgers. We were watching basketball, and they just those lemon drop
you
shots.
You guys surely did. I was sipping tequila the whole time. You guys surely did.
We had some Mexican candies yesterday. That was pretty good.
What is that?
I couldn't tell you.
It's got it that. Was, it's it got good. That.
Tajin.
Tajin.
Lucas?
Yeah.
On the rim.
When you say Mexican candy, I'm thinking of Lucas, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I'm thinking of Lucas.
Wow, that's a good callback.
Yeah. All right, before I get out of here, Duncanville, stand up. Duncanville's very own Jonathan Majors, Diamond Dame from Creed, Kang the Conqueror himself.
Absolutely.
Mr. Lovecraft Country, which is a fantastic show that HBO deaded before it even really got to take off. He was out with his wife, Miss Megan Good. And tell me if you think he handled this the right way. A fan seen them out and wanted a pic with both of them.
Uh-oh.
And then when he got a pic with Megan Good, he kind of like asked for a phone number.
Oh!
I don't know.
You're beautiful in person, just to let you know. Yeah.
Just have a freak out after.
Can I get a picture too?
Yeah.
Possibly like a number, if that's fine.
Oh, thank you,
man. I said like a number.
Whose number?
Her number.
My number? No, this is my man.
Why don't you go Google something, bro?
Oh, I didn't know.
Actually.
He said, whose number?
Yeah, man, that is ballsy to ask that in front of Jonathan Majors.
He's ripped out too, Jonathan.
Yes.
Yeah. And we know he might get a little prone to violent.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He's not going to shy away.
Good for him. I didn't know he was married to Megan Good.
Yeah. She came and scooped him up like a round ball. Gosh. Boy, saved his life. He was going through it, and Megan said, I got you. Coming to the bosom of
that's
good.
A great bosom to get.
I just like the way he dresses. Every time I see him, like... He's just like, I'm like, are you on set for a movie right now? Is this a character?
Yeah, they call him Civil Rights Sexy.
They nailed that.
Marvel wants him back after he got cleared of those charges.
Come on back.
Yeah.
Kang the Conqueror, they need you, bro. Yeah, how would you handle that? Somebody just shot at your little lady like that.
Not well.
No.
Yeah, it's tough, too, because that's like celebrity. Like, that's celebrity. One where you probably know. Like, I understand if we're out and we don't know, and it's like, hey, dude, you didn't know it was my girl, whatever. I'm not going to trip, unless you're being egregiously disrespectful.
I think he's doing a bit. I think sometimes, these guys record all this stuff, and I think they're just doing bits. I think in real life, if you did it, you wouldn't ask for her number.
Like, beautiful in person, just to let you know, yeah.
Just have a freak out after.
Can I get a picture, too?
Yeah.
Possibly like a number, if that's fine.
Oh, thank you,
man. I said like a number.
Whose number?
Her number.
My number? No, this is my man.
Why don't you go Google something, bro?
I didn't know.
I didn't know. You knew. You knew.
Brodus is not playing this game, bro.
You knew.
Brodus is on him.
You knew. Man, you're doing a bit, man. You're just right now, you're you have like you say, the picture's cool, but asking for the number, you're just trying to go viral now.
Well, trying to go viral. Rage bait.
You're hoping that you get hit right in the face.
Exactly, because if a physical altercation ensues and he's got already those other allegations that have been put on him, he's making money.
It's a money grab.
Nasty stuff. Yeah. I mean, we was at a strip club one time. Some dudes reached down and just grabbed a whole hunk of my lady's behind.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a chunk of cheek, bro.
Wow. Just like, damn.
Yeah. How, you know,
like
instantly,
teaching tape.
Buy us dinner first?
Instantly, you want to be like, yo, I got to fight this guy. I turned around. He had the whole Wu-Tang Clan with him. I'm like, me and you, girl, we're going to go to this side of the room.
Yeah.
He just got a cheek feel.
And she looks at you like.
I was shamed on the radio for months.
Were you really?
Because I told a story. I was shamed on the radio for months. Oh, you got to defend your girl. Tooth and honor. I was like, there's 12 of the dudes back there, and they're all drunk, and it's just me and two girls.
Yeah.
They about to watch me get jumped, and then I got to talk about how I didn't get the hit I wanted to all the way home.
Yep.
Ooh, if I had my dude with me. All right, anyway, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. These boys are going to be out of the studio, so I will be in here eating sunflower seeds and listening to the show. I holla. Peace.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Yeah, tomorrow, Pickler Universe. We can't wait to hang out with you guys. Come on out. Party with us in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35 East, just past George Bush. We'll be out there 2 to 6:30.
Do we have a winner on the G-Bag Nation?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Good job. Look. Look who remembered.
The guy who might lose.
That's weed.
Final results of the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your G-Bag of the day? It is the Brian Broaddus question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.